Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You may have heard of that mysterious stainless steel monument rising out of the Utah desert, like the 2001 Space Odyssey obelisks discovered by Bureau of Land Management agents flying overhead last week, glinting among the red rocks. It attracted hikers and an article in the New York Times that speculated it might be the work of a late sculptor. Well, it's gone. Zach Podmore is a reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune. He's also a Report for America Corps member. And Zach, you went out to see this thing when it was first found. We'll have pictures at hereandnow.org, but there were all these people trekking out to see it. And then over the weekend, what happened?
Yeah, so I went out first 2 days after the press release came out. There were a handful of people out there. I saw maybe six people at the sculpture itself, and then a lot more coming in as I was leaving, maybe 20, 30 people throughout the day. I went back 4 days later. Over the weekend, and it was a completely different scene. Hundreds of cars on this road that's really rough, dusty, hard to get to, people getting stuck. And of course, the sculpture, which everyone had come from all over to see, including from as far away as LA and Kansas, which are long drives to this part of Utah, the sculpture was gone. It had been removed in the middle of the night, Friday night. And there have been a few reports that people saw, you know, somebody removing it, but nobody knows the full story yet of how it was placed there or how it was exactly removed.
And we should say BLM, the Bureau of Land Management officials, they say they didn't remove it. Now, look, there was speculation over the weekend with an article in the New York Times that this was the work of a famous artist who since died, who said that he wanted to leave some of his sculptures in different places for people to find. His son said that. Is there a sense that that's true? It's hard to believe that if that were true, it was a, you know, perhaps a valuable sculpture, a part of it would be left because a piece of it was just kind of lying there on the ground. What is the sense of what this is or was?
Yeah, not a lot of is known about who made it, an artist, a group of artists, somebody who's, just this could be their first work. Nobody really knows. The John McCracken speculation is hotly debated. Even within that New York Times article, there was a lot of, going back and forth between different people who knew him about whether this could be one of his sculptures. It's not quite as well made as many of the sculptures he created throughout his life. It's just riveted together stainless steel sheeting. He would typically use a higher quality material and welded at the edges and, cover up the seams and that sort of thing. Also, he passed away in 2011, I believe, and many people think this sculpture was installed sometime in 2016 based on Google Earth satellite imagery. So, it's debated still, and I hope eventually the story comes out about who's behind this.
Look, this is in what was a part of the Bear's Ears monument or refuge until that was reduced. Are there people thinking that, people there in Utah thinking, we are so glad this is gone because we want to preserve, this land, not have people trample over it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just in a few short days, like I said, there was so much damage done to this area that really doesn't see any visitation in a normal year, as is evidenced by the fact that this thing was out there for 4 years with nobody finding it. The place where it was located was part of Bears Ears National Monument, which was created at the request of five Native American tribes in 2016 by President Obama. It was reduced a year later by President Trump, and this area was in a canyon that was removed from the monument by President Trump in 2017. Typically to do a project like this on federal public land in or out of a monument, you'd need permission from the federal agencies involved, and they would also consult with Native American tribes, in this case, in the Bears Ears area. So that wasn't done. This was installed illegally, and there's a lot of people who are upset about the fact that it was put out there as well.
Yeah. And yet I just have to ask, are there some people thinking, gosh, maybe, excited about it, thinking, maybe it is aliens?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, there's a lot of excitement too. And it was an impressive piece of art when you're standing out there beside it. But before it was taken away, it was, you know, its placement in this really remote canyon, this beautiful bowl of red sandstone, was a really nice contrast with the metal gleaming, you know, stainless steel structure. And it was really cool to walk around and see it. So a lot of people appreciated it for its artistic qualities. And then, of course, the whole mystery surrounding it, too. Who put it there? Who took it away? There's a lot of UFO enthusiasts who are, you know, on YouTube talking about this still. So I think the excitement will continue for a little while longer.
Nothing to see here, people. Zach Podmore of the Salt Lake Tribune, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.